Hi, hello. Welcome to another episode of Angel on Podcast. After a long break, I finally had time to do episode 3. This is so exciting. It feels so good that I'm receiving messages asking when I can release episode 3. And finally, ito na. It's really hard to keep up with all the things you want to do, guys. Kung pwede lang talagang pagsabayin lahat, pero wala eh. I was very busy with work and the events I had to go to with my family. As we all know, it's holiday season, everyone's favorite season, because we get to spend time with our family and loved ones. 2022 is about to end. I hope everyone is happy and safe. Now, in this episode, we will talk about dealing with uncertainty by the power of grit. Makakayanan natin. Lahat. Someone asked me a question. Hi to Micah. She asked, when you are in the process of stepping out of your comfort zone, are there any uncertainties? And how did you handle it? And then she added, kasi for me, it's grit. Okay. So, sagot ko, yes, meron. Meron naman talaga. And I think we all go through that phase naman where we feel uncertain about something or a situation that triggers us to feel uncertain and, yeah, which triggers insecurity. Especially if you are trying to step out of your comfort zone, makakaramdam ka talaga ng self-doubt eh. On my case, there are times, maybe because I think too much and dahil na rin sa pressure, kaya napapanghinaan ng loob, dahil sa stress. So, meron talagang mga panahon na I doubt my own abilities. You know, I lose track of things. It really wasn't easy kasi, alam mo yun, like, In these times, you have to be strong. Kailangan mong harapin to, kailangan mong pakatatag. And there's no way to skip this part. Yes. You really cannot skip this part sa buhay natin. But this can also help us to identify our emotional triggers and to prepare ourselves for the bigger challenges that may come in our lives. So, ang ginagawa ko para naman hindi ako masyadong maapektuhan is that I stopped thinking about it. I just focused on my goals. I focus on the things I can do. It's more of planning of what can be done for me to work on things na medyo nahihirapan ako. I lay out my options. Like, if this one will not gonna work, so, I guess I have to stick with my second option. If plan A will not gonna work, meron akong plan B. So, this way, I can regain my confidence and strength. I can keep my eyes on the goals. So, nawawala yung pagdadalawang isip. Alam mo yun? So, yung ginagawa ko. And I always go back to my purpose. I asked myself, why am I doing this? You know, just to remind myself na I shouldn't give up that easily. My goal here is to win this battle. Or kung hindi ko man maipanalo tong challenge na to, at least sa sarili ko alam ko na ginawa ko lahat ng makakaya ko. You know, it's hard if you're just gonna let negativity take over yourself. So we must always have the courage and strength to keep going. And the best way to keep it is to always pray talaga, no matter what happened. And we should normalize affirmation. You know, self-appreciation, self-care, and self-love. These things are very important to protect ourselves from anything that can hinder us from reaching our dreams and living a peaceful life. You know, like, protect your peace. Kasi mahirap. Ang hirap talaga kapag mental health mo na yung matatamaan. And isa din sa mga natutunan ko is that you don't need anyone's validation. We don't need validation from others. Hindi natin kailangan na acknowledgement or acceptance ng iba just to make yourself feel na you're good enough. Kasi kayang-kaya naman natin itong iparamdam sa sarili natin. Ikaw yung mas nakakakilala sa sarili mo. Ikaw yung nakakaalam lahat ng pinagdaanan mo just to survive during tough times. And sana whenever you go through trials, self-doubt, even if there are times when you're not sure about yourself, huwag natin kalimutan to be gentle sa sarili natin. You know, take it easy. Kayang-kaya mo yan. And ini-enjoy ko lang yung ginagawa ko. And I was able to make a room for mistakes and consider it a way for me to learn and understand that it's okay even if I can't do everything perfectly. Dati takot na takot pa ako, pero you know, habang tumatagal, mas naiintindihan ko na it's okay. Okay lang kung magkamali ka. At least alam mo na kung ano yung dapat mong gawin next time. Kasi meron naman talagang mga sitwasyon sa buhay natin na talagang nakakapanghina. Pero by the power of grit, makakayanan natin. As in GRIT, passion and perseverance. It's the courage and strength that keeps us going. Even if it seems unclear, malabo, if you're gonna succeed or not, hindi mo alam kung makakayanan mo or hindi. Pero if we have that strength and courage, malalabanan mo. And I hope we don't lose it. Just like when I had an experience at work na hindi ko talaga in-expect. I was so surprised that suddenly someone congratulated me. I was like, what is this? What is the meaning of this? Because I really don't know anything. No one told me. Wala man lang pa-meeting na one-on-one or something. Kasi at that time, we had a lot of stuff in the office and kailangan ng escalation team namin ng additional headcount for support. And if I'm not mistaken, the next day, I wondered why I was added to the group chat of our support team. Tapos, na-welcome nila ako. Tapos doon ko na nalaman na part na pala ako ng team nila. And yung nag-congratulate sa akin, na kuya, na parang kuya ko na din sa office, sabi ko sa kanya, kuya, hindi ko talaga alam to. Hindi ko in-expect kasi ang dami pa namang mas deserve sa akin. And sabi niya naman, you won't be given things you're not strong enough for. And yeah, it feels so good lang talaga na napapalibutan ka ng mga tao who brings you out of your shell. And nung mga panahon na yun, sobrang napaka-pressure ko from the team where I was assigned at that time. I was struggling with my targets. Sobrang baba ng performance ko. Like, alam mo yun? Nung mga panahon na yun, di ko talaga in-expect yun na that I would be transferred and become part of the escalation team. It's only temporary, pero it's a great relief that despite of everything that is happening sa mga oras na yon, there are still people who believed in me, who believed in my abilities. And, you know, it's a great help talaga to raise my self-esteem even more and a perfect avenue for me to learn and hone my skills. Talaga ang dami kong natutunan. And isa din sa mga palagi kong iniisip, you know, I always remember na yung sinasabi ng papa ko na don't give up kaagad. And yeah, this is one of the things I always remember whenever I feel like I can't do it, na parang pagod na ako, hindi ko na kaya. For it's my dad talaga. My dad is very supportive of me. Silang dalawa ni mama, pero it's him. He always pushes me to improve. And kung merong opportunity for me, grab it. Kaya mo yan. Fighting spirit lang. Lagi niya yung sinasabi sa akin. Alala ko pa nung high school yata ako. I'm not sure. Pero pinupush niya ako dati na sumali ng Pilipinas Got Talent. And sumali talaga ako kasi I'm into singing kasi. Pero hindi yung binetera. Talagang pinupush ako ng papa ko. Si papa talaga yung pumupush sa akin na sumali. Sabi ko, alam niyo yung linyahan ko na, pa, nakakahiya, di ko kaya to. Sabi niya, fighting spirit lang, kaya mo yan. Palagi niya akong pinupush. Dati, alala ko pa, sabi niya, sumali ka ng PBB, kaya mo yan. Siya talaga yung hilig talaga na, alam mo yun, na nagpupush sa akin na sumali. And, so yun, even if there are uncertainties in life, even if sometimes you feel like we can't handle it, you know, just face it. You know, be strong and learn from it. Everything happens for a reason naman. Alam natin yan. And it's also an opportunity for us to learn so that we can be better and stronger. You know, this is life's challenge that we have to go through. Hindi natin to pwedeng laktawan. Alam niyo yun? And again, yes, this is to prepare ourselves for the bigger challenges. For the bigger challenges that may come in our lives. And because of that uncertainty, mas lalo tayong nagiging malakas. And we learn to row, to embrace. We learn to embrace the waves of life. No matter how big the wave that hits us, we can overcome it. Because you have failed the uncertainty you felt in that situation. So if that happens again, you know what to do. And that won't be too difficult to deal with pagdating ng araw. So yun, guys, kayang-kaya natin to. Just keep the faith. And yes. And that's it for this episode. Have a good one. And this is Angel on Podcast.